Time now for the Hardline.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
The Hardline features former St. Louis Blue, Cam Jansen.
Now the right by Jansen. Another left by Jansen. Now he goes to the uppercut.
And former Missouri Tiger, T.J. Moe.
Underneath, T.J. Moe sidesteps a man, gets to the 45. Left sideline, he's got a seam. T.J. Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house. 68 yards.
Whoa, unbelievable.
The Hard Line starts now.
Welcome into the Hardline, 590 The Fan KFNS, 590thefan.com, 102 St. Louis, Missouri. You're listening to the Hardline, TJ Moe. Cam Jansen here today. Yes, he is. I'm getting a phone call from Georgia.
Show started.
Right now.
TJ, you might want to turn that off.
Mableton, Georgia. Anybody know anybody from Mableton, Georgia? I do not know. Cam,
they
welcome.
Got a hockey team down there?
Welcome back to the Hardline.
What's up, buddy?
Taking a break from your Cam Jansen program to come hang out with us here at 909 Public House.
Say that one more time and see what happens.
Well, I try to say it on Twitter. That way you can't hit me from there.
No, but, well, you own me on Twitter, so no wonder you want to pick a fight.
Matt Rocchio here. I think, never can tell, but I think John's coming. He said he was coming. And when you can ever offer John great food, the likelihood increases dramatically.
True that. But, no, and the food is great here. And then we've been pumping it up quite a bit. So he probably will take the time to come
We're
out
on
here.
Wentzville, Missouri, 909 Public House. Come hang. Please do. Please do indeed. A lot of stuff going on. Cam, as always, is going to be in charge of the text line, 855-282-8255. Now, you guys are welcome. Whatever thoughts you have, if you've been unable to listen to the Cam Jansen show.
Thank you.
You can now speak to Cam directly right now through the text line. And I will, if you're still listening at 140, I will give out Cam's personal phone number. And all you guys.
Most men in this town have it. I say men because I give it out to more men than anything, which is very bizarre. But
it's not that bizarre once you get engaged.
You know, but you've seen it.
Yeah.
You've seen it firsthand what I do.
I would never do what you do.
I can't say no.
Yeah, that's why Big Al texts you every day.
Oh, God.
So here we are. Hey, big news, boys and girls. Big news indeed. Adam Wainwright signed to a one-year deal to continue to be a part of your St. Louis Cardinals. Couple interesting things on this. The timing's interesting. Typically, you do not hear about signings before the World Series, right? That typically you finish the season, which
a little bit.
Which tells you a couple things. Tells you, one, Wainwright was really not looking to go anywhere else. Hey, let's get this done. What's it going to take? And two, there was very little negotiation.
Yeah, I think he's like, you know, either you're going to sign me or I'm going to retire. I want to retire as a Cardinal, I'm sure. I mean, you think he would be looking for other offers?
Know.
I don't know.
The reason I say I don't know is because of Matt Holliday. Matt Holliday, you know, he was not done playing yet. So
no,
if you're
true.
Not done playing yet, you want to keep going. Waino swears he's got something left in the tank. So it sounded like he was going to make it work. And again, it sounds like there's very little negotiation. John Mozeliak basically said, yes, there is some risk, but there's risk on both sides, which would lead you to believe it is incentive laden.
Yeah, exactly. And even last year, he didn't have a bad year. What is he, 3-1?
He had a bad year.
3-1 with the starts. He had a bad ERA, but he had a lot of his strikeout.
So
for,
I'm looking at his stuff right here, Cam. So his first, his first start, he got chased after 3 2/3.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Right? His very first start of the year. So then he came back with a decent, not great, but decent start, let up 3-7. Then he comes back, and actually this is he had two good starts in the whole season. He went 5, did not allow an earned run. Okay.
What about the FIP, TJ? What about the FIP?
We'll get there. Keep in mind here, he only had 8 starts on the season.
Yeah.
All right. So then he got chased after 2 1/3 in his only start in May after he allowed 2 runs there. Then he comes back in September, coming off the 60-day DL. He allowed 4 in 5 innings. Obviously, that's not going to work. Then he had his really good start,
that's
the one where he grinded it out to get the win against the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yep.
5-0. He went 6, did not allow a run. Then after that, went 6, allowed 4, went 5, allowed 4. That's not going to play, right?
Yeah, I was completely off on that. What am I talking about? Jesus Christ.
So he finished the season with a 4.46 ERA. He really, really struggled throughout the year. And he swears he's healthy, swears he has his stuff and whatever. But he had 2 good starts on the season, 1 decent start. The rest of them were very bad.
So why they re-sign him?
Because if he is actually healthy, perhaps he can give you something. One
hashtag narrative.
They don't need depth, right? They have a million things, but they perhaps could slide. There's a couple things here that worry me. The first one is this. If there's any emotional attachment to playing time next year, I'm going to be pissed.
Exactly.
If you slide him into the rock, that looks amazing. What is that?
I believe are these the nachos?
We're at 909 Public House. Did you get the nachos?
I don't believe we got the nachos, but I look like we got
I don't
nachos.
Know, but that looks unbelievable. It looks like tuna on
we
there,
got tuna
dude.
Nachos right here.
Oh, my God.
The tuna nachos.
Oh,
all right.
Sweet.
All right. Tuna nachos look amazing. Alrighty. So there you go. Come on down, 909 Public House. There's a table of about 15 women right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. That, I knew we were going to be here.
Would probably really enjoy these nachos. Anyway, Cam, if there's any emotional attachment to playing time next year, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
If they've already slotted him in as the fifth starter, I'm going to be annoyed. Mm-hmm. Because your starting rotation, Martinez needs to come back. You're still going to have Michaelis. Now, you do have to figure out what you're going to do with Weaver, but you have Flaherty.
Yes.
And then hopefully Alex Reyes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I forgot about him, yeah.
So,
and that's without Waka.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Waka is likely to be back in arbitration. You should have five guys. So I'd prefer he's in the bullpen. I hope he's not slotted in the fifth spot. Already, like you said, you got to figure out what you're going to do with Weaver. He fell apart down the stretch to the point where you could not even use him. You put him in a role in the bullpen where your long reliever is the guy that at this time of year you hope you never have to use, right?
Yeah.
So, man, he'll work through it. The guys bounce back all the time. But point is, Wainwright may be healthy. He needs to go. This at this point, when he's been off for so long now, injury-ridden, and really just when he was healthy this year was not very good, I think he's in the place where he needs to earn playing time. It's not just given to him because it's Adam Wainwright and you expect him to roll it out and be good.
Yeah, and I think he can still be valuable. I mean, of course, in the clubhouse for one. And for two, he's just got to figure out a way to help his teammates and whatever role that is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he lets up four and maybe he gets a hit and you let up four and you get a hit and you drive a you drive in a run, well, you only let up three, really. So, like, he's got to figure out his play and, of course, be a leader. But he still has to prove himself, too, and nothing should be handed to him this year because of who he is.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm looking at his last few years here. Obviously, the last three have been pretty bad from an ERA perspective. Last year, he only had eight games that he played. He had eight starts, a 4.46. Honestly, 4.5, it is not good, but you just have better, right? It's like typically if your fifth starter can be around 4 or so, you're fine. A 5.11 in 2017 and 23 starts, obviously not going to play. And then a 4.62, you'd prefer him to be lower than that as a starter. And that was in 33 games started, right? I mean, this is also tough because you're coming from a guy that, like, even with all of that, Cam, his career ERA is a 3.32. So he's significantly above what his career averages. He was one of the most dominant pitchers in the major leagues for years. So anyway, fine with signing. I mean, remember last year you just threw stuff at a wall. You signed Edward Mujica, you know.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
signed Jason Mott back. You signed a whole bunch of dudes that
yeah,
obviously
did.
Now, I wouldn't expect that to be what's going on with Wainwright, but I think he needs to come out and earn it, and I hope he does. Right? He gutted out that performance against the Dodgers when you had to have it when you were on the verge
yeah,
of being
that was unbelievable
you know.
To watch, by the way. And everybody's thinking the worst from him
yes.
coming in there, and he goes out there and dominates. And again, just aside from his pitching skills, aside from everything, just who he is as a person in that clubhouse, in this city, still being involved, is just he's one of the best people ever to come through St. Louis,
in my opinion. No doubt.
One of the best superstars ever to come through St. Louis, ever.
Yeah,
so
exactly
that goes
right.
a long way still, man. It does. So you give him that little extra, like, hey, we're going to give you another chance here. And if it doesn't work, If it does, then great.
Yeah, right. I'm with you. And I don't – look, I have no idea who's going to make up the bullpen next year. That's the other thing. I mean, you go through the roster. I'm not sure they have – Rock, maybe I'm missing somebody. All of the left-handed relievers they had at the end of the season, I don't want to see any of them to start the year next year. I'm serious.
You don't even want to see them. I don't even want to look at them.
No. But I'm serious about that. Like,
no, I hear you.
You have to replace two lefties. You had three by the end of the year. And I don't think Austin Gomber should be I think he's a long-term starter. So I think needs to be in Memphis to start the year. He is a lefty that I'd prefer not to see in a bullpen role. You know, go on down the list there. John Gant may end up making the roster. He could be your fifth starter. By the way, he was significantly better than Adam Wainwright was this year. I don't know what everything looks like. I know this. Brebbia needs to be a guy that's around. Obviously, Jordan Hicks will be there. After that, I couldn't even tell you who should be in the bullpen at this point. And so maybe Adam Wainwright's in the mix there.
They might be, but they have work to do. And it's funny, Gino just chimes in and goes, what a surprise, the first move of the offseason, bringing back a guy who was done 2 years ago. Is he always a smartass, Gino? Is he always a smartass?
Well, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, we hear you, Gino.
Yeah. Anyway, that is what you're looking at as it relates to Adam Wainwright. Again, don't mind the signing. Would really prefer him in the bullpen, if anything, if he can carve out a role there.
Then fine.
And that might be easier on him, too, at this point.
Yeah.
To get ready to go seven
well,
every –
That's the whole thing. Find a role.
Right.
Find a role. I mean, you could do it. Again, we know what your role is going to be with the leadership quality of things, but find a role, whether it's the bullpen, whether it's whatever it is, just find it and try to succeed as much as possible because everybody's rooting for you, man. Everybody's rooting for you.
855-282-8255. Has Gino smarted off anymore?
Well, he will now that we told him to. Pitchers don't bounce back all the time. Most are head cases. I don't think Wainwright is a head case by any stretch of the imagination. Harrison Bader's brother Master says, Cam, why would we ever believe in Jake Allen? Well, we'll get to this in a little bit. Last 3 years, 12, 17, 40, and save percentage, never shown he could be the guy. In fact, he's gotten worse. We'll touch into that a little bit later.
We're gonna be heavy blues today. Coming up at 2:05, our friend Raphael from mybookie.ag will be joining us. We'll break down college football. We can ask him if after two games, if the odds for the Blues have actually changed,
yeah.
And it will be because this, it's an 82-game season. I doubt that you have.
How about Vegas, too, struggling?
Right. I doubt there would be. Dude, Vegas can't score.
Well, they can't, man.
Vegas had scored more than two goals yet.
I think Reaver would be. Well, they scored three last night, I think.
Oh, did they end up with three?
Yeah, that was actually a track
5-3 of the Caps.
It was a track meet back and forth. And actually, they tied. I mean, it was going back and forth. And there was a play where they did score, and it was an offsides. They call back, right when I saw it, I'm like, oh, he went offsides, and then they score a goal, and then they call it back. And so they're in the game, but they lost again. So we'll see what those odds are.
Yeah, they're struggling. They are struggling to score. Last night was their first one out. I was following that, actually. Yesterday, the rematch of what was the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, again.
So,
oh, God.
Ovechkin looks
up. Oh, my. Did you see some of those plays last night that Kuznetsov was pulling?
He
Jesus
feeds him
Christ.
Better than anybody on the Blues feeds anybody.
Did you see how he does that?
The one where Kuznetsov gets up on the break, it's 2-on-1, and he pulls it back and just makes the defender look silly.
Dude.
And then did you see how every single time they had a 2-on-1, Ovechkin or whoever was playing the wing would square up and get ready for that one-timer every single time.
He knows he's going to get the
it's
puck.
It's painful to watch Ovechkin hit those one-timers knowing that Tarasenko feels like that's not part of his game because especially with Ryan O'Reilly, especially with Braden Schenn,
boys are too good.
Especially with Jaden Schwartz, if you get those two-on-ones, there's no reason why he shouldn't be posting up the exact same way.
I agree, man.
And O'Reilly, thus far at least, and throughout his career, is a legitimate passer.
Oh yeah,
he could
do what Kuznetsov did last night.
And I don't know. I mean, I think O'Reilly's going to give you some goals too. But you watch. What's his name?
Kuznetsov.
Okay, thank you.
I know it's tough. He's Russian.
Pass up wide open shots to give Ovi a better one yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a 2-on-2. He pulled it back. Everybody's out of his way. It's him 1-on-1 with the goalie, and he throws a one-timer over to Ovi to put
one. Well, he could have went down there and tried to go bar down with it, but he didn't. He kind of goes down. He waits, pulls up a little bit so that D's backing up and trying to take Ovechkin away. He's backing up, and all of a sudden Kuzi makes this little this little pull-up move that we watch this the way how dynamic he is with his skates. Like he's able to like come at you and then pull up real quick and then slide that right over to Ovi.
Yep.
Very difficult to do.
Like, it was more difficult to make that pass than it was to put a shot up at that point.
100%.
Yeah. And he still did it.
100%. He did it twice in that game.
Yes,
There's
he did.
Another one right here.
Also, the way that they scored, they just waited for the Golden Knight defender to pop out a middle bit, make a check on the Capitol. And as soon as he did
right
that,
through,
he slid right back through. And
it was
textbook. It was everything they did. It was everything was connected.
Because they have options.
It was beautiful.
They have options.
It's hard to watch the Capitals do. It's hard to watch them and then
try to compare to the Blues.
I'm going to watch the Blues tonight and get aggravated.
Work in progress, boys.
It's a work in progress, but we still have the skill set, skilled guys to be able to do that kind of stuff and be a threat on the power
play. Kuznetsov and Ovi have been teammates more than 5 minutes.
Yes, they have.
Right.
No doubt. And they won a championship together, and that goes longer than
O'Reilly has been here about 5 minutes.
You know what the greatest part is? we're cheering and talking about how deadly their second line center is.
Yeah, funny how
we're not talking about a guy like Backstrom who gets, what, like 70 assists a season or something like
Yeah, Kuznetsov's our number one center now, man. Backstrom kind of sat down.
And we're drooling over how more than what at this point, too. Yes. I mean, the passes that he is making, I mean.
Well, they should be some scoring goals league. Like that. You got the best team in the world right now. Okay,
that's
the best team in the world with some of the best players in the world.
Osha's already
plays.
Puts them in, too. I mean, they've got some guys over there. So, yeah, we'll see how that looks. At this point, first of all, the Blues have played tied for the fewest amount of games so far in the league. They had a big layoff.
Stupid.
I hate that.
Schedule. Oh, my God. You know what? That's the last thing these guys want to do is go practice for 4 days after you lose twice.
Yes.
And you're like, dude, let me prove myself again. Let me prove myself again. All of a sudden, you got to go for 4 days. You get bagged. Oh, my God, how stupid is that schedule? Now they got like three games and four nights, whatever.
I misspoke. The Oilers have only played one. So they're the only team who's played less games.
Dude, they were in Sweden, man.
They're
in Sweden.
So there are a few. I don't know why this schedule.
Lightning.
More teams have played four and three than two or one. There are a few teams who have played one. I don't know why. The Lightning and the Panthers have only played one.
I think a lot of these teams are overseas. It's called – what's that called, Rockdown? It's called Heritage – no, not Heritage. But they're going to different cities around the world, and they're playing games. So they went to, I think, Germany. They went to Sweden. They did this. They did that. Pretty cool stuff.
5 minutes into the season, the Blackhawks look pretty good. The Blackhawks three games, two wins, one overtime loss.
So what happens when you don't make the playoffs, man, and you're a three-time Stanley Cup champion, Jonathan Toews is like, no. I'm turning this damn thing around. I don't care if it takes the life out of me
and
it ages
can
me.
Can I also throw out an aberration?
Sure.
Their rookie second-pairing defenseman is leading the league in assists, and that probably isn't going to keep going. No, defenseman. Schmaltz. They're Schmaltz's assistant.
Oh, that's right. That's
Joakim Haru.
Haru?
Yeah. He was like leading the league in assists after the first three games.
So happens you put seven up a night, man.
And so I'm just saying things like that aren't going to keep happening.
No,
yes,
not.
And no. But you know what's going to keep happening? He's going to keep dishing it to Taves and Kane, and they're going to put the puck
in the
net.
They're not going anywhere unless they get injured.
Like it looks really good when you have assists when you can pass to a guy who can almost do it himself.
And look, a lot of this stuff is inflated too because they're playing track meet games, man.
Right.
And we dove right into that, and we played their game, and they beat us to it. We don't do that. We're defense first, defensive minded first. That's our game. That's our style. That's what makes us winners.
After the first two games, Cam, I don't know if that's how they're going to be able to do it.
No, they will. They got the horses back there to do it, and it all starts with one guy, Alex Pietrangelo.
Yeah.
You set the tone, dude. You're the leader. You get that puck out of the
zone.
And
that is as disappointing as anything, Cam.
It is.
Watching, not just him, but I'm saying you're talking about how Taves has taken the attitude of, hey, we missed playoffs, we're taking over, and Petro just letting him walk
fine.
Over you.
And that's fine. And Petro, I saw him this morning, and he gave me that wink like, hey, I'm going to be in one tonight. But you know who is stepping up? Is Vladdy. Like, Vladdy's taking a puck to the net. So, yeah, one of your leaders isn't, but one of your big leaders that you need, that you've been struggling with, and Petro's been pretty damn consistent throughout the years, let's be honest here.
Absolutely.
But Vladdy really hasn't. So to see Vladdy come out and say, no, I got a chip on my shoulder, I'm taking this to the net. I like that. Petro, I'm fine with. He'll get back in his groove. I'm glad that Vladdy's
I wonder with the addition of two passers over the last 2 years, Shen and now O'Reilly, allow Tarasenko to say, I'm going to get the puck, I'm good. I can just tee off and we're good.
Vladdy, just be confident.
And I'll
give you one example. I can always tell when he is on his game is whenever he has the puck on the wall and he invites that trouble, like, no, Daddy's got it. Daddy's got the puck. Now, I'm not going to just give it away. I'm not going to just try to shoot it. I'm going to bury my shoulder. I'm 230 pounds, and I'm taking it to the net, and I'm causing havoc. That's exactly what he did last game. He needs to keep doing that kind of stuff. I like that mindset from 91.
I do, too. And, look, the offense has been fine. I know they didn't score the first game. Second game, they looked good. And some of this is going to be chemistry. We know that. It's the defense that everybody's complaining about. And there's one guy that I've railed on for 2 years, and Hadley jumped in on it. Bouwmeester looks done.
Oh, man. He's not looking good. You're going to give him another shot, though. He's making too much money.
Oh, sure.
You're going to see.
I think you give him minimally another 10 games or so. But
you give him some time, and 10 games is a lot, man. If he's coughing the puck up three times in one shift and we get hemmed in with Patrick Kane on the ice now, we can't afford to have him turn the puck over that much, so he will get pumped down.
Well, wouldn't you drop him down before
I'm
talking about 10 games before you scratch him and say, hey, look, this ain't working.
I'd say, I wouldn't even give him that much.
Really?
No, 10 games is a long time.
Yeah. While we're talking about the defensive pairings, I wanted to bring in a conversation that you had last night on your show, Cam, which was, and we had it on this show too, which was your thoughts on kind of the balance between benching a guy like Vince Dunn, who you hope is the future, and playing a guy like Jarabek who is new, but he's playing well, and you're having a lot of issues. How do you think they should balance
that? We don't know if he's playing well. That's the biggest thing.
We don't know anything.
No, you know he had a crap camp, which is why he's available in the first place.
Exactly. And a lot of other people do. And that happens all the time. So you can't look at it like, you couldn't make Edmonton, so we're going to – how can he make this team? Well, we don't know. Who knows what the hell happened up there? Who knows what if there's some sort of barrier? Who knows? But what we do know is our D are struggling, and we need to find out who's going to solidify some of these minutes. And Vince Dunn right now – oh, God, daddy, yeah.
Saboka's wrench chiming in.
He's a tool man, I say. We do know is our D are struggling, and Vince Dunn in particular has been struggling as a second-year guy. Sit down and know that, hey, dude, this can't happen. Find your game because somebody else is going to take your spot.
So a couple things on that. If I'm Vince Dunn and I had camp here and I also struggled, I would understand this. But I also understand a guy who also had a crap camp coming in and taking your spot, being pissed about that. But
yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're wrong, and that also doesn't mean that you can sit there and mope about it and go in the coach.
No!
But I also don't mind – I don't like how this was framed. They said, look, he was visibly unhappy when he came out of Yo's office. You shouldn't be visibly unhappy.
What?
You just got benched.
So that's what we – look, a lot of the
– I want that. I'd be upset if it was the other way.
If I'm the coach and I go to Vinny Dunn, I'm like, hey, look, you're going to sit one out. You got to find your game, kid. All right? Look, you're part of this future. You're a big part of this future. We have you penciled in the next couple of years along a lot of minutes, particularly on special teams too. Find your game. And if he goes like, okay, then I'm going to be like, whoa, dude, no. If he's like, no,
bingo.
I'm getting my game together, goes out there and busts his ass in practice, maybe whacks a couple guys, I don't care. Show some emotion.
Yep.
That just means that you're engaged and you want
to
play, man.
And I would like to see, we've talked about this, he is far more Colton Parayko in his physicality than he is.
He's got zero hits, dude.
Yeah. And look, he wasn't a big hitter last year. He had like 35 all of last year. So he gets a hit every two games. But if you're bringing nothing right now, which nobody in the defense is, find a way to go out and hit somebody.
Hey, look, stick check's not working right now.
Right.
It's not. Lay the body on some guys and let them know you're there. The easiest thing for a forward to do is go down and know a guy's not going to hit you.
Right.
And even if it's just finishing your check, like when you're in a corner and you just get done skating from one end to the other and you have the puck in the corner in the offensive zone and a D comes at you and just pulls a Yui and doesn't hit you, you're like, okay. But if he just gets you off the puck a little bit. Now, if the puck gets turned over, you're the one caught. But if he doesn't hit you, I'm getting on my horse. I'm getting back. But even if that little extra bump, it just gets you off your game. It keeps you there for an extra second. So now you're a step behind everybody, moving up in the play, and you're the last one in the zone, and that's when bad things happen.
Yeah.
Finish your hits. I don't care if you put them on your butt. I don't care. Finish
your
hits.
I want him to start a hit. That'd be a good thing.
I want you
to
catch somebody with their damn head down.
Yeah.
Vinny Dunn. You got three
fly
trunks.
Around and show the rest of us
don't
that
go,
you're pissed.
Don't
I want to see
out of your
that
way.
You're pissed.
You don't have to go out of your way.
Right.
Oh, you know what? We know that you can knock guys out,
and
Vinny
dude,
Dunn. I don't care what you do. You don't need to do that. But my point is, we've seen you pissed. We've seen you stick up for yourself. Now you're backed into a corner, and you need to find a way to get back in this lineup. And I'm not saying go out there and run guys over, but if you got a guy coming down and he's got his head down, get that big butt into him and put him on their back.
To your point, Cam, he doesn't have to go out of his way, but this is hockey, all right? There will be plenty of opportunities to hit people.
Yeah,
guys like Parayko and Vince Dunn pass opportunities all game long.
They do, but Parayko is in a better spot because he's so big and he's got the reach and he could slow down a play without you being physical because he's got such a big wingspan. I mean, my God, it goes from this room all the way to the other side of this big room we're in right now. So, but Vinny Dunn's smaller. He's more compact. Like, he's gonna have to lean on some guys, man, to stop some plays. He is. And if he doesn't, then you know what?
He's not a big guy. We get it, right? But guess what? Neither were you, and you flew around and killed everybody.
Dude, he's bigger than you think.
Yeah, he's 6 foot, 190,
I've seen him in the locker room, man. That guy's 205? Built. He's built. He's got – he reminds me of Brian Rafalski.
My what I was comparing him to was a guy like typically you would expect 6'6", Colton Parayko. Some of these, he's not a huge dude, but like I said, neither were you, right? You're 6 foot tall, 215 pounds. That's not huge. You're flying around killing guys. So it's an attitude thing.
It is an attitude, and it's a strength thing. It's a strength thing, and that kid is strong.
He's not Zach Sanford. I'm not saying he's skinny.
No, he's not. He's thick, man. He is
so
thick.
So get an attitude and go. Remember when we knew Vince Dunn's name for the first time because he knocked somebody out off the ice, right? And the guy
interviewed him, and he was in a cave?
3 minutes, yeah.
Jesus, Vinny. Trying to pump your tires up. Yeah. Get out of that damn cave, man. Good Lord.
So I am 100% with you, Cam. I'm fine with the benching. I actually like it as a motivational
tactic.
This early in the season when you got nothing going anyway. One, he's not playing well. Two, go ahead and give the new guys. Like, I don't mind, even if Dunn was playing decent, which he's not, I don't mind taking him out to get the new guy in just to get his feet wet. He's here.
Go ahead, man.
See what happens.
Go ahead. And you're in control of that decision. You go play solid, you're not coming out of the game. Somebody else will. I mean, it's just like a John Hadley quote. It's just that simple. It is, though. It is. Every time John would say that left and right, I'm like, God, what the hell is he talking about? Now I kind of know. It's just that simple.
Well,
go play better.
We just got a text from John. It's not that simple. He's not coming.
Nah, yeah, I figured that.
So, but typically it's pretty simple.
It
this
is
one
simple.
Is.
This is, no doubt. Coop says, can do we dump Gunner next year? I don't know. He only makes 2.5. I don't know. I don't mind Gunnarsson. We'll see what happens when he comes back. Look, we don't know anything yet. We'll see if Gunner comes back and he plays great and gets pucks out and gets pucks in. Then he's a fine 5th, 6th defenseman. He's a left-handed shot, fine. You hate him, but.
He's terrible. He and Bo need to be on a different roster.
Let me read a couple of these bad boys off right quick.
Preferably an AHL roster.
Gino goes, man, I thought TJ got hammered when he tried to say that South Carolina loss was a big loss. Mizzou fans had nothing on Cardinal Nation. Mo and Waino are getting it pretty good.
What?
Man, I thought TJ got hammered when he tried to say South Carolina loss was not a big loss. So you got hammered on social media, which I saw, and you were defending yourself like crazy. My God almighty, was that entertaining to watch. Then he goes, Mizzou fans had nothing on Cardinal Nation. Mo and Waino are getting it pretty good now.
Ah, okay.
I still don't understand what the hell he's talking
Thanks,
about.
Thanks,
Gino. Anyway, Donald Trump, Russian friend, says, what about the Cam Jansen presentation?
Donald Trump.
I don't know what that means either. That's some 6 to 7 tonight, baby. It's not a presentation. It's a show, but whatever. Cam, I love you when you say daddy. I know you do. Harrison Bader again chimes in.
There it is, buddy.
Oh, yeah. He goes, Petro, the worst captain in NHL, question mark. Name one that's worse.
Go ahead.
Is he talking to me?
Yeah.
I try to think of some captains. Well, Jonathan, let's look down the line here. I mean.
Jamie Benn.
I mean, if you're a captain in the NHL, you're doing something right.
Jonathan Tate, Sidney Crosby, Alex Ovechkin.
They're all the same.
Connor McDavid.
They're all the same, okay?
Shut up.
They're all the same. Petro's got some work to do,
He's
okay?
not one of the best, but he's probably not the worst.
But he's one of the best defensemen.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right.
He's a Norris candidate every single year. He logs a ton of minutes. He does so many little things that aren't sexy that maybe to the untrained eye you don't really notice. I notice it, and he's a damn good player, and he always has been. He needs to get going a little bit more, and that's fine. I'm not worried about Petro at all.
Well, I will say this, Cam. I was hoping – this is year three of his captaincy, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping that year three, because he had a good year last year, I was hoping that year three he'd be able to, all right, we already know that I'm really good. I can play. Now I can start helping the other guys. And he sucked the first two games, which makes it harder to lead and be a captain when you're not playing well yourself.
No, but sometimes it's great to have that little bit of adversity in the beginning, like, oh, whoa, sit back. Like, okay, I am the leader of this damn team. I am getting chirped around the city right now. I need to get my act together. We're 0-2 right now. I'm the leader of this team. Okay, take a deep breath. Let's go. Here's Calgary. Let's start from scratch right now, and I'm going to lead this team by example. So hopefully that's his mindset. I saw him today. He gave me that look like I'm bringing it, Cam, tonight. Shot a puck at me in the stands, so I know he's already
pissed
off. Oh,
shot a puck at you?
Yeah.
Did he get you?
No, I caught it because I have unbelievable hand-eye coordination. I should have been a baseball player, but made a lot more money. And I wouldn't have had CTE.
Baseball
either.
Players make a lot.
They make
money.
A ton of money, Jeez. Dude. Can you imagine? Jeez Louise. Next time I see Wayne, I'm going to throw him some change.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm hope. A good guy like that. He's struggling these days, man.
Yeah, I don't know what his contract is. That has not been announced yet.
I know what it was. Good Lord.
That's true.
And I'm not chirping him for it because he deserved it.
No
that's the way it goes, man. I'm not that guy, dude. Don't get me wrong. I do get pissed when you don't run the bases out when you're making $20 million, but whatever. Gino goes, it could be worse. We could be the Rangers and scratching Shattenkirk. How's that contract looking? That's a great point by Gino Ojek from Bevo Mill.
Before we go to break here, we have some sound. We have Coach Yo talking about Vince Dunn. Solomon, are you ready to roll on that?
Like most players, he's still a young player who's still trying to learn his craft. I think in every game that we see with Dunner, you're going to see two or three outstanding, terrific things. And we want to make sure that we don't limit those. We want to continue to have those. And it's just more than anything, and him not unlike everybody else. I mean, the back end in itself, we've given up 10 goals, like I said, in two games. It's the consistency.
Boom. Yeah. 10 goals in two games. I don't know how – you can't paint that any – pretty at all. Does that make sense? Can't paint that pretty at all.
Sure.
You let 10 goals in two games, figure it out. Everybody's at fault, but it's contagious, and it's a snowball effect. The forwards aren't getting back. The forwards aren't giving you outlet passes. The forwards aren't getting the puck out. The D aren't tying guys up in front. The D aren't getting the puck out of the zone. The D aren't da-da-da. And then Jake Allen's letting in.
The D really aren't letting
Jake Allen needs to have a momentum save here and there. You get my drift on that? A momentum save. You know what that is? That's that save on the power play when the first game when Petro threw it out, yep, or Steno threw it out to Noah, and Petro dove at the blue line, which you just don't do. And one of the guys that his dad used to play for the Blues, Lowry, goes down and scores on that breakaway. Remember that? That was a momentum, yep, shift. Now, we had momentum in the offensive zone, and they go down. If Jake would have made that save, the crowd would have went crazy. Now we got the momentum back. Right. Instead, they scored. That's called a momentum save. We need a couple of those from Jake Allen tonight.
No, that's a good point. I think the thing on Jake is probably, of the 10 goals, I don't want to go through each one. Is it his fault, not his fault, whatever?
Don't depress me.
But it is as much and probably a little bit more on the defense than it is Jake Allen. He's probably been an average goaltender thus far. He hasn't helped you and helped the defense, who has sucked, but the defense have really put him in a lot of bad positions. There have been more odd man rushes early in the season than I can remember.
Unacceptable.
Yep.
It's unacceptable. And it's everybody. So, you know, we're not knocking on Jake, but on the other hand, we kind of are. Like, Jake, you need to stay on your head tonight. And if you do, yes,
we're only knocking on Jake to be extraordinary a couple times to help everybody else,
please,
out.
Because that's what,
because
you,
the rest of the guys have helped you out big time for the last 2 years.
You're an NHL. Yeah. That's what you do. You're that's an right. NHL goalie. That's what you do. Figure out a way to do it and get everybody on board.
Let's hear Coach Yo on the new face here, Jerebek, as well.
This practice this week has been fine, but you don't know until you get him into a game, and you can hear what you want to hear from other people and from what he's done in the past, but we want to get him in and see how he fits with our group and with our game.
Simple.
That's why I don't mind that. If you were going based on strictly play, Bo probably takes a seat.
Yeah.
But you're not doing that right now. You're paying him too much money, and Dunn's a guy that I think you could. You're not firing up Bo to be better. You're seeing if he still has it, so you need him to play. Vince Dunn, you can fire him up to be better.
Yes, and do it. He's a young kid. He needs it. It's a second year. He's going to go through his second year slump, but we're not going to. Coach Joe's like, no. We've seen this so many times. Yep. He's been in the game so long. We've seen these young kids that come out and have a pretty decent year their first year, and all of a sudden they try to do a little bit too much. They're coughing pucks up. They think they could take that next step, but they're doing the wrong things to do it, and that's exactly what Vinny's Dunn doing right now. So they're going to sit him down, get him fired up, and have him come back.
Vince Dunn is ascending. Everybody realizes that. He's going to be a much better player in 3 years than he is today. Those type of guys, and any young guy, you do things like this to fire them up, to tweak and turn and get them going. Guys who are descending, which Bo Meester has been for 3, 4, 5 years now, those guys you're just trying to see how quickly they're descending.
Yes.
And you need to see them play in order for that to happen.
Exactly.
We, Cameron, have to go to break. We are at 909 Public House here in Wentzville, Missouri. You made the special trip out to the Hardline, reunited once again, just to eat this food.
Oh, God, yeah. I'll make that 20-mile trip from 20 miles. Oh, that was probably 30 miles from Scott Trade Center. But it's worth it because the food here is fantastic, especially if you're at that rink. I know a lot of you guys come out to this Wentzville rink and you got skates. Come right behind here. You walk 50 yards, and you could have an unbelievable meal in a cool atmosphere.
Yep.
They got a bunch of beers on tap, too. They got a bunch of booze and wine. Come here. Check it out at 909 Public House.
And that Mississippi native cook.
Oh, woo, baby. I'm looking at this. What is those? You say tuna nachos? Oh, my God. That looks fantastic. You got the po' boy. I don't know what Rock's eating over there, but he's inhaling.
Rock
it.
Is stewing.
Chew your food, Rock.
Rock was really into the conversation. His food came, and he didn't say another
word. Funny how that works. Yep. I don't blame him.
There you go. Shrimp and grits, baby.
Food
Shrimp
bliss.
And grits. Hey, your thoughts are welcome. Anything we're talking about here. Remember, we're talking to Raphael from mybookie.ag. Make sure you sign up there. 590 is a promo code. Double your deposit. That'll be right there at 2 o'clock. We will be here till 3 o'clock. Come hang out with us. This place is awesome. We will be right back. It's Hardline.